Today's Words of Hope devotional is Uber Abundance. Today's key verse is Romans 5, verse 20. Grace abounded all the more. If thinking about the spread of Adam's sin feels a bit like a bad virus circling the globe, you're not far off. It's actually worse. No mask or any amount of hand washing can prevent you from getting it. Sin does not enter us from the outside. We are born with it. Every human being descended from Adam is born under the reign of death and stands condemned before God. We cannot prevent being born with the sin disease, but there is a cure, Jesus Christ. In this passage, Adam's act of sin and Christ's act of obedience are contrasted five times. Adam's act brought death and condemnation. Christ's act brings gifts of justification and righteousness. Because of Jesus' death, our sin is paid in full, and we are reconciled to God. And this work of Jesus does not merely equal out to the effects of sin. Far from it. Three times, Paul uses the word abounded or abundance to describe how much better Jesus' grace compares to Adam's sin. The Greek word for abundance implies surplus. God's grace exceeds whatever condition sin brought. The third time, he in effect adds uber as a prefix. The grace of God in Jesus is not just abundant, it is uber abundant. It reminds me of the line in the old hymn, "Grace that is greater than all our sin." Oh, that knowledge of God's grace would fill the earth completely. This has been Words of Hope. Today's devotional was written by John Opgenorth. For more resources to grow in your faith every day, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Words of Hope. Good news, always.